go ahead and introduce yourself for the record?
I'm Debbie Lowe, and it's September 20th, 2014.
Okay. When did you start at Cleveland State?
I started in September of 1969.
What made you want to come to Cleveland State?
I wasn't ready to go away to college. I was an only child, so I kind of liked staying close to home. Plus, it was fairly new. It was only 5 years old at that time, so it was kind of an adventure to see what college was going to be like commuting.
So you did commute?
I did commute.
Car or bus?
Since my mother worked sort of just around the corner, sometimes I would get a ride in the morning. Usually I rode bus because it was very easy to do that, and I didn't have to park here.
Did you ride the bus with a lot of the same people?
Since I was coming in at different times and leaving at different times, I usually did not see the same people.
Okay. Well, what stands out for you in terms of, like, when you're looking back at that your studies at Cleveland State? What is some of the things that come to mind immediately?
I met my best friends here. I had excellent instructors, professors. They were interested in you as an individual, and they were really good at presenting their subject.
And that subject was, I'm sorry?
Biology.
Oh, wonderful. Where was biology at on campus during that time?
It was in the science building. That's what they called it, the science building.
Experiences in there, I'm sorry.
My favorite experience was we had a real close-knit group of biology students. We would, if we had an experiment that needed to be set in the lab, we would get it running, and it maybe would take an hour and a half, 2 hours. We'd let it sit, and we'd all go to lunch at a restaurant someplace in the area.
What were some of the restaurants in the area?
I can't remember.
Okay. You said you met some of your best friends. How were those connections made?
They were all from biology, pretty much. My very best friend, we met on 21st Street, and she said, "I think you're in my biology class." And I said, "Yes," and we're still friends today. She's coming in today from Hawaii to spend 10 days with me.
All right. I'm trying to think what else we could ask about. Was there a lot of people that, it was a commuter school and it was set up as a commuter school. What was the atmosphere of campus like then at that time from your perspective? I guess when you're on campus, what was the feel, I guess?
Well, I found it hard to, like, find a settling place at first when I came. It was like, where do I eat lunch and where do I, you know, you don't know anybody, where do I sit? So I'd usually sit in the women's bathroom and eat my lunch. There was like a lounge area there until I made some friends, and then we set our experiments and went to lunch together.
What were some of the faculty? Who were some of the faculty? Do you remember some of the people in your department?
Dr. Centuria. I believe he was the head of the department at that time. He was excellent. He was my advisor. I don't know if I can remember any of the other names, but they were very good. Very good instructors.
So you're on campus now. What do you think? Have you had much interaction with campus since you graduated, or are you visiting?
No, we haven't been here very often. What impresses me is the beautiful buildings and the beautiful atmosphere. When I first came here, my very first class was in a Quonset hut. At 8 a.m. in the morning, it was quite a shock.
So, yeah, I've heard about these Quonset huts. What was class instruction like? The interior of a Quonset hut?
Very austere. It was very, you know, it was seats and the instructor and maybe a chalkboard, and that was about it. And in the winter, they were very cold.
All right, yes.
Because you came directly into the building. There was no, you know, yeah.
There was no buffer, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't think, you know, they held the heat very well. dome shaped.
So that is it. Anything in particular? Do you have a story that from your time in the lab or whatnot or that kind of stands out to you that in particular or not just overall your feeling about your time.
It was just a close-knit time. It was the best 4 years of my life. And it was just great. I hated to leave.